The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought in before him who owed a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he had found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put into prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. A company that Monsignor and I like a lot, Amazon, has announced recently that with their purchase of Whole Foods, the customer would have the option to purchase online goods and be able to pick them up in store within a 2 to 6 hour wait period. The way that this would work is that the customer could order what they want online, go to the nearest store, and when the order was processed, they'd be able to go to an Amazon locker where they could punch in a code and pick up whatever they ordered without ever interacting with another human being. Now, for us introverts, this sounds like an excellent idea on the drawing board. In reality, I speak for myself, an introvert, that this is a scary concept. In philosophy, we speak of a concept called a slippery slope. And I see in this situation that Amazon presents to us to be a slippery slope. I see this proposed idea as Amazon to be just the beginning of something that divorces humanity from human beings. Now, what exactly do I mean? How can this remove our humanity? I think Paul explains this very well in today's second reading. In his letter to the church in Rome, Paul says, "None of us live for oneself, and no one dies for oneself." Now, in our secular culture, we can see this same idea proposed in John Donne's poem, "No Man Is an Island." We see from Donne's poem that we do not live alone. We do not live life by ourselves. We live in a community. We live together, working together, praying together. As much as I like this idea from Amazon, it's really not a good one. It's a slippery slope leading to something even worse, a world where man divorces himself from his humanity. The other issue it presents us is that we can get what we want immediately, without any waiting, without any working. Now, I hate to break it to anyone here that didn't know, but life requires work. Life is not easy. Life is exhausting. Life is stressful. It requires attention. It requires devotion. Life takes work. And this life that takes work takes patience and love. Jesus Christ tells us in today's gospel that we are to forgive others. Notice that he tells us to forgive, but not to forget. If he tells us that if we do not forgive, we will receive the same judgment that we deal out. Yet just because God did not say anything about that we are to forget about how we've been hurt or wronged does not mean that we hold this over someone else's head for how they have hurt us or offended us or wronged us. That's not true forgiving. Forgiveness means recognizing the hurt inside us, the brokenness inside us, and recognizing that same brokenness inside the other person. Does not mean that we forget about how much the other person has hurt us, but rather allowing God to come into an area of my life that needs attention. We do not forget in the sense that we must learn from said situation so as not to put ourselves in that place again where we could be hurt, but yet we still do not hold a grudge. For what exactly does holding a grudge do? If someone hurts us and we hold a grudge, it hurts us even more. It plays into that person's anger and hatred. I'm not saying you can't feel hurt, but what I am saying is we don't seek out vengeance. We live in community. We live amongst others. We live with other people, other children of God, who hold differing opinions to us. That does not give us a right to attack one another. We, as a people of God, as brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, as a family, have an opportunity to show God's love and mercy in everything that we do. We have an opportunity to grow in grace and mercy every day. We have an opportunity to be a conduit of love for all we meet, even those we don't like. We must forgive. It's not an easy task, but not taking ownership of someone else's anger or hatred allows us to grow, allows us to grow deeper in the knowledge of ourselves, growing into the person that God has made us to be. May we come to know the great love, mercy, and patience of God in each and every day of our life, so that we can work toward true peace and harmony amongst all the people of the world.